AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A strong 6.7 aftershock has hit near Kathmandu in Nepal. U.S. Geological Survey says this latest shock likely to have caused even more damage to an area reeling since yesterday's magnitude 7.8 earthquake. Dawa Sherpa, who lives in New York, has finally been able to reach his family.
They're scared right now, and I suggest them to stay outside, not staying home, because aftershock, they're going to be again and again.
More than 2,200 people are known dead. Some 5,000 others have been hurt. As the U.S. and other nations ready rescue teams and supplies, the AP Shelley Adler reports Save the Children is one of many international groups already involved.
Ben Pickering, who is Save the Children's humanitarian advisor in Britain, says children are the most vulnerable in a disaster like this.
They will be injured. They will be confused and frightened themselves, badly in need of a variety of different types of assistance, from shelter, medical care, food.
The biggest challenge right now?
Getting to these more rural areas around the epicenter will be a huge difficulty where roads can't be passed.
Pickering adds Save the Children is already on the ground helping in Nepal. I'm Shelley Adler.
One person is known dead. The Coast Guard continues to search for at least four others missing since a thunderstorm capsized boats sailing in a race on Alabama's Mobile Bay. Petty Officer Carlos Vega.
Right now we have an ongoing search and rescue effort happening. They're searching throughout the night, and they're going to continue searching through the morning.
One man was rescued last night. More than 100 sailboats, many as 200 people, were taking part in the Dauphin Island Regatta. Military source says the attack on an army base in Niger by Boko Haram extremists may have inflicted heavy losses. The defense ministry says the assailants attacked the base on an island in Lake Chad. This is AP Radio News. A protest over the death of Freddie Gray, who died a week ago after he was critically injured in police custody, began peacefully with thousands marching through downtown streets in Baltimore. Then things turned violent, with small groups peeling off from the main marches to set fires, loot, and smash storefronts. Jason Downs is the attorney for Gray's family.
Violence only leads to more violence. But we now have an opportunity in front of the entire world to show that we can break the cycle of violence.
Police have arrested a dozen people on various charges, including assault, looting, and armed robbery. Nine foreigners and an Indonesian national convicted of drug trafficking have been given notice of their pending executions. Indonesia's Attorney General's office says the 10, nine men and a woman, have been moved to isolation cell. The planned executions have triggered an international outcry. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.